Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah, Beis. Ketzad, this is a continuation from the previous Mishnah, as we try to explain further the opinion of the Chachamim. What exactly is the case of passing or throwing items from one Rishus to the next, from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid? What would be the case that a person would be Pater, when would a person be Chayav? So now the Mishnah comes to clarify this. Ketzad. Shtei guzus throws two balconies, zo cheneged zo berishus harabim. You have two balconies that are opposite each other, and in between these two balconies, you have the public domain. You have the public thoroughfare traversing between them. Hamoshit v'hazorek, a person who either hands over the item from one balcony to the next, or v'hazorek, a person who throws the item from one balcony to the next, would in fact be patur, would be exempt. What is the reason why a person is patur, a person is exempt? When they pass or throw an item from one balcony to the next with this Rishus HaRabim traversing between them, the reason is because when it comes to the Malachat HaMishkan, which we know is the paradigm where we learn Hilchos Shabbos from, we do not find the case of throwing or passing from one private domain to the other private domain with this public thoroughfare actually passing between them. There will be a case that will be more similar to the Malachat HaMishkan, where a person will be, in fact, liable. A person will be chayav. And what is that case? Hayu shtehen b'diyuta achas. If both of them, however, were in one row, you have these two balconies that are laid right next to each other. And what happens? In such a case, the Rishus HaRabim is almost underneath them on the ground, and they are up on these balconies. Hamoshit chayav, a person who hands over the item from one balcony to the next, is chayav, is liable. However, hazorek, a person who throws the item, would be patur. Shekach haisa avodas halaviv, because this was the manner of the work of the Levim in the Meleches HaMishkan. What is the reason why a person who is zorek, a person who throws the item, is patur? The reason which is explained is because a person who throws the item, l'mala ma'asara, a person who throws an item above 10 tvachim, would be exempt. A person, in order to be chayav, would have to throw the item lower than these 10 tvachim. But we know the airspace above 10 tvachim in Rishus HaRabim is considered makom patur, and therefore a person will be exempt, so they throw an item even from one balcony to the next. So this Rishus HaRabim, almost underneath them, since the item is being thrown above 10 tvachim, they'd be chayav. What about passing? The reason is, Amoshir is chayav, even though it's above 10 tvachim, because that is the way it was done in the Avodas HaMishkan. How exactly was it done in the Avodas HaMishkan? The Mishnah continues to explain. Shtei HaGalov, so these two wagons, Zohachar Zoh Rishus HaRabim, one behind the other in this Rishus HaRabim, this public domain, Moshit on a Krashim Mizoh LeZoh, and they would pass the question, they'd pass over the boards of the Mishkan from one to the next of a low Zorkin, but they would not throw them. Why would they not throw them? Two interpretations are given, either because they were quite heavy, they were quite heavy to throw from one to the next, it wasn't very practical, they were unwieldy, or because of their Kedusha, or because of their sanctity. Regardless, they were not thrown, they were passed from one wagon to the next. These wagons, of course, were traveling on the public thoroughfare, and therefore, a person who is moshiv from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, with this Rishus HaRabim underneath them, is chayav. A person who throws it, l'mala ma'asara, a person who throws it above 10 tvachim, would be exempt. It is the passing from one to the next, which is very similar to the Avodas HaLevim in the Mishkan. Second half of the Mishnah begins as follows. Chulya Sabor, the rim, together with the pit, vasela, or a rock, shehein gvohim asar rachmanas arba, which are 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. So you had these pits that were dug in the public domain in the Rishus HaRabim, perhaps to build a well. And then what they would do is they would remove the dirt and create almost this rim, So what the Mishnah is telling us, that you include this dirt on top in order to create this 10 tefachim. We don't just look at the pit that's dug. We can include this rim in the measurement as well. Should a person dig up, or should there be such a dug up location, pit, in Rishus HaRabim, or if there's a rock of this size, Hanotel Mehem V'Hanosin Al Gaban, a person who takes from them, or places onto them, from a Rishus HaRabim, you are Chayav. Person would be liable, because anything which is 10 by 4 has the status of Rishus HaYachid, and therefore, if it's coming from Rishus HaRabim, a person is carrying from one domain to the next. However, Pachos Mikan, it is less Patum, a person would be exempt. What is the status of something which is, let's say, 9 Tvachim? The item which is, this rock is only 9 Tvachim, or if this pit is only 9 tefachim in depth, such a location is deemed to be a karmelis, is deemed to be this Rishus HaRabim Mi Derabanan. If, however, their width is less than 4 tefachim, they would actually have the status of a makom ptur. Regardless, the person would not be liable from moving an item from this rock, the smaller type of rock, let's say 3x9 or even 4x9, to a Rishus HaRabim. If, however, it is less than 3 tefachim in height, it is actually considered part of Rishus HaRabim. It is actually considered part of the ground itself, and a person would be 100% patur. He would not even be liable, me, the Rabbanan, if it was less than 3 tefachim in height from the ground. Mishnah Gimel. Hazorik Arba Amos Bakosel, a person who throws an item, and the Gemara discusses this item is actually a Dvela. This item is a bunch of figs. A person throws these figs for Amos in a Rishus HaRabim, throws it for Amos in the public domain, and it hits the Kosel, Bakosel, it hits and it sticks onto the wall. Lamala Masra Tvachim, higher than 10 Tvachim above on this wall. Kizorek Ba'avir, it is as if he is throwing this item, these Dvela, into the air, which is a Malkam Ptur, and a person would not be obligated to bring a Korban Chatas. However, Lamata Masra Tvachim, if a person throws this item lower than 10 Tvachim, Kizorek Ba'aretz, it is as if he is throwing it onto the ground. The reason is because the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim is light. Rishus HaRabim itself up until 10 Tvachim. In the second case where a person throws the item, throws this Dvela, and it actually sticks lower than 10 Tvachim in height onto the wall, and 4 Amos away, it is as if a person threw this item more than 4 amos in the public domain, and a person would be chayav. The question specifically that the Gemara talks about is a person might think that they would not be chayav. After all, there's some type of thickness to this dvela. These figs have a type of thickness. So really, perhaps if it's exactly 4 amos away, this wall is only 4 amos away, perhaps he really didn't throw it 4 amos because it's shy of a few centimeters, less than an inch away from the wall because of the thickness of this dvela. But the Gemara says, no, we don't even consider the thickness of the item that is being thrown into account at all. And if the wall is exactly 4 amos away, there's a person threw the item 4 amos, they'll be liable on Shabbos, because if you throw an item 4 amos in the public domain, or Rishus HaRabim, you are chayav on Shabbos. Regardless, if a person throws an item for Amos, or if a person carries an item for Amos, they are considered to be equivalent, and the person is Chayav on Shabbos. Let's move on to the second half of Mishnah. Zarak Lesoch Arba Amos, Vinis Galgel Chutz La Arba Amos. If an individual on Shabbos throws an item intending to throw this item within 4 amos, however, Lesnitzgalgel, that rolled beyond the four amos, a person would be patur. What is the reason why a person would be patur? Even though the net result is that the item went more than four amos, nonetheless, because it is about intention. Since he did not intend to throw it past four amos, a person would be patur. However, person who throws an item chutz arba amos, person who throws an item past four amos, perhaps it rested momentarily, is galgal lesoch arba amos, but then rolled back into the four amos area, such a person would be chayav, such a person is liable. Where if the item didn't come to rest at all, it is possible that he would be completely patur. According to Rashi, however, it doesn't even need this hanacha, it doesn't need to rest at all past four amos. According to Rashi, even a guy intended to throw it. However, the wind almost held it back and rendered it from going so far from four amos, even according to Rashi, person would be, in fact, chayav. So we see here that intent is important, and if the net result is that the object rests permanently less than four amos away, person's intent, according to Rashi, to be further than four amos, and it didn't make it there because of the wind, or according to other opinions, it did land originally four amos away, and it ricocheted back in closer to the person. In such a case, a person would be chayav, a person would be liable, and must bring, if done accidentally b'shogeg, a korban chatas.